This time we're chatting with someone who has a truly fascinating story. Jen Perdue is the president and CEO of MyNAMS, the Novice to Advanced Marketing System. So if you've ever wanted to have your own online marketing, money-making business, then you're going to love this conversation. Whether it's affiliate marketing or writing winning sales copy, Jen has you covered. She's got so much knowledge, and I'm sure we're going to touch on that. So Jen, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you. Now, as always, I think we should start with a quick overview of MyNAMS and also how you got started online.
It's a very crazy story how I got started online, actually. But quickly, on our business, we really started as a live workshop company where we were bringing together instructors and bringing people live to events twice a year. And we did about 15 of those live events in Atlanta. And the groups and the people that were coming kept saying, we want more than just two times a year. What can you do for us? And so we developed a membership program that we still have, our MyNAMS Insiders Club. And this is really where our super serious business owners and startups tend to gravitate towards. And so our biggest focus is really helping either small businesses who have brick and mortar, try to get them into more online channels, mm-hmm. or for business startup, and really teaching people the foundation and the fundamentals of online business. There's so many, you know, bright, shiny objects out there, and a lot of people get discouraged easily. And we really wanted to focus on the foundational stuff, which isn't sexy, but we feel like it's really important. And one of my clients told me the other day that we were the last house on the block for him.
Wow.
Okay. But it was worth the drive.
I love that.
I'm like, that's my new tagline, right? So that's really what we focus on. And my background actually was, I was 20 years in logistics and operations for the outdoor rec industry, whitewater rafting, kayaking, mountain biking, hiking, things like that. And my parents were so excited after they paid for me to go to college to do that.
But, of course.
In 2015, my dad actually knew that the company was growing and needed somebody in the back end of the business to handle the logistics and the support and training for staff. And he also knew that the company was turning into something. We weren't really sure at that point where it was going. But he also knew that he was going to want to retire someday. Right. And he didn't want to put all this effort into something that was just going to go away. And so he brought me in with the idea of, let's kind of see how this goes. Let's see what you think. And as I really started digging into the business more and more, we came up with a plan for me to actually buy the company when he decided he wanted to retire. And so I did that January 1st of this year.
So this is a true family business.
It is. And that's what's been interesting. And I think that's kind of why I'm getting a little bit more attention right now, because with internet marketing being still, it's not in its infancy, but it's still new enough that there's been no real family or legacy style businesses that have been able to happen yet with families. And so this truly was, we planned this out. We knew we wanted to keep it in the family. You know, I haven't planned what happens next. You know, I still plan on being in this business for another, 30 years to support me. But from that perspective, he and I really had some good strategies in place for systems and processes so that it would be a really super easy transition. And last year, about the last half of last year, I really started making the decisions and writing the emails, writing the content, so that it would be not just this very abrupt, like, oh my gosh, she bought the business January 1st and it's completely different now.
It is always about that transition in situations like this, isn't it? And for anybody who's either listening or reading to this, your dad is David Perdue.
Correct.
Who, of course, is a legend in his own right in internet marketing. How was that for you, though, Jen? Obviously, you know, the big shoes to fill in many ways.
Yeah, so it's been interesting, and I've actually been on quite a journey over the past few months, because, and I've been really honest with people about this, that it's kind of, it'll mess with your head a little.
Yeah.
And, you know, I came into this, you know, with January 1st, the business has done fantastic. I already had a lot of plans in place for things I wanted to do. You know, my dad had his vision for how he wanted the business to be run, and I have a different vision for that. And so I've been trying to put that in place. But at the same time, you know, I feel like we all go through this kind of imposter syndrome, whether you know, you've been in the business for 20 years or not, there still happens, you know, you hit those milestones and you think, oh, wait, I'm, what am I doing? What's happening? Why is this happening? And, you know, it's been something I've been working through with my own business coach of trying to make sure that I'm not trying to fill his shoes. That's the big thing I think for myself mentally is not going there mindset wise. It's really understanding that I worked hard to be able to buy the business. I bought this business. He didn't give it to me. I bought it. And you know, he's very happy to get a check from me every month. And so really just getting confident in my abilities.
And it's great to hear that. It's great to hear that actually, you know, you're not just stepping into your father's shoes and continuing what he's done. You're actually, you know, you've got your own direction to lead and your own management style and your own, as you say, you're the owner of this business now. You're not just running it to continue it in the legacy of your father. So that's great to hear, Jen. And how has the reaction been? Because you have a team. How has the reaction from the team been to that as well?
It's been fantastic. We, you know, I should not even sit here and say that, you know, I doubt things or I question things. I think we all do that as business owners. But the reception that I've gotten from our members, from other people in the internet marketing community, you know, my team, my family, it's been fantastic. Everything that I have challenged myself with since I bought the company has all been self-imposed. And so, you know, and I think that that's something that a lot of business owners, especially startup business owners, really, really struggle with is the self-imposed, you know, like I've got to meet this mark or I've got to be like this person or that person or whatever. Uh-huh. And they're not really comfortable in figuring out their own style. And so for me, it's been quickly shifting over copy, content, trainings into a style that I'm more comfortable with. My dad was always very high level. And he'll tell you this. If he was on this call right now, he would tell you this. He is not the detail man. He is the visionary. And for me, I'm the detail oriented. I'm the one that wants to get in there and dig around and really dig in and show people the tech side of things in these little steps that get missed or that, you know, that a lot of trainings or webinars or whatever courses out there assume that people know. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what I've been focusing on. And, you know, it's interesting because back in 2019, we were kind of getting ready to do the transition then where I went ahead and picked up the business. And all of a sudden my husband went to have shoulder surgery and we found out that he had stage 4 cancer.
Oh my. And
it was an incredibly rare cancer. Only about 300 people in the world are diagnosed each year with it. And our world just immediately stopped. And at that point he was given about 8 months to live and he lived for almost 2 years. But the point being is that all the work that we had done, the foundation and the fundamental work that we had done in the back end of the business allowed me to step away. And I actually stepped away for 6 full months towards the end so that I could be with him. And what it did was, A, it let the business continue to run. And it proved that we had created some really strong processes and foundational back ends for the business so that it would continue to make money and it would continue to support me, you know, even though I wasn't working.
Yeah.
But it also showed me some holes in the business. And so, and the team saw them too. And so that's been really interesting as I have moved into the ownership role now of the team and I really making sure that those processes and those systems are all in place. So that, you know, if I need to step away, I can, and this company can run. And that's really, for me, what is so important about the trainings that we do and in the relationships that we have with our own customers and our own community is understanding how, you know, you can have a viable business when you practice and implement the foundations and the processes so that you can continue to make money and do the things that you need to do with your own family when the need arises.
Do you know, Jen, I mean, that's an incredible story in itself, and I'm sorry to hear what happened, but it sounds to me like you've been able to get a real positive out of a really, really bad situation, and the business has allowed you to do that. It sounds like you're more empowered than ever to make sure that this business not only continues, but also thrives into the future as well. So that's an amazing thing. And I think a lot of people can relate to that as well. You know, being in business isn't always about the upsides and the happy days and the, you know, the hockey stick sales graph. Sometimes it can be, this business is here now to support me for a while. And that's exactly what happened for you. And
it absolutely is. I mean, I'm not sure that I would have been able to buy this business, not financially buy it, but mentally, that I would have been in the place mentally to have done that.
Yeah.
If we hadn't had really had the business structure set up.
And how are you now?
I'm good. I am working hard and really trying, like I said, to kind of step out from behind the screen. I was always the behind the screen person, and I'm really trying to step out, be a little bit more visible and be more comfortable being live, you know, on webinars or trainings, on stage. I've done a couple of those events. Personally, I am doing great. I bought a little kind of mini farm about 8 months ago. You know, after my husband passed away, I thought I was going to be kind of living the life of this little, you know, lonely old maid working behind her computer with her cats and her dogs. I've actually met someone. I'm getting married next year.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. And so we've really been able to work around this business to allow us to kind of develop the life that we want here with our little farm. You know, we've been doing lots of good little, you know, we're going to St. Croix next week for the second time in 3 months. You know, just really trying to build a different kind of life as a business owner, and doing as much as I can just to be happy and keep my staff happy and keep my members happy and offer great value to people.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that most internet marketing style businesses, if you like, always talk about the laptop lifestyle, you can be on the beach sipping a margarita and, you know, the money's coming into your bank account. It's interesting to hear you say that for you, it's a farm and, you know, and a real working farm as well, I'm guessing.
Yeah, well, we're getting there. We're trying to get there.
But it's great. I mean, that's amazing to know that, you know, that's the direction of travel. And it just goes to show that, you know, this can be a lifestyle business as opposed to, you know, sitting on a beach. If you want to be on a farm, or, you know, if you want to be halfway up a mountain, you could still run your business from wherever you are.
Well, and I'll tell you, it's interesting. I went last September, I did a whitewater rafting trip on the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. And I was completely unplugged for 11 days. And it was the first time in 15 years that I had gone on a trip and I did not have my laptop with me.
Wow.
And let me tell you about, and we barely had some places we would have self-service, you know, if we were hiking or something. And it really changed my entire mindset about the business and about setting things up and structuring things in a way that, you know, I can actually walk away and I don't have to take my computer. That, you know, if I have those systems in place, if I have the processes in place, that I truly can not even live a laptop lifestyle. I mean, of course I can work wherever I want to with my laptop, but for me, it's not always even about that. It's about just disconnecting from the internet, you know, and really being with the people that I want to be with, fully being present and with them. And after taking that trip and having that experience, not only was it incredible, you know, of course, to be in the Grand Canyon, but having that experience of not thinking about my bank account, not thinking about work or anything. I'm addicted to that. And that's my big goal for myself is how do I create this so that my family and my friends and my community can all be rewarded by that.
Absolutely. I mean, MyNams as well is obviously your primary business, but I know you also have products within the business as well. Things like simple affiliate tools and how to create winning sales copy. Maybe mm-hmm. you could just touch on those for a second as well to let us know about sure. some of the products that you work on.
So it's funny. My dad was a prolific